Father, as we face this new coming year, Lord, we thank you that you are leading and guiding us. Father, forgive us, Lord, when we try to go our own way independently and do our own thing. Lord, you are making us more and more utterly dependent upon you, and rightly so. For we, Lord, will get it wrong. But Father, you are renewing us. You are changing us. You are conforming us into your image. And Lord, as we heard through prophecy, Father, it really is so simple, and yet we make it so difficult. Oh, Father, forgive us. Lord, help us to be kingdom-minded, to be more determined, Father, to press in as the days are coming shorter and shorter to the coming of the Lord. Father, we are experiencing and seeing this great falling away, Lord. It is everywhere around us, Father. We are seeing the abominations just increasing more and more. As man is priding himself in all the technology and all the things that he thinks he accomplishes and achieves. Oh, Lord Jesus, Father, we pray your mercy, Lord. Father, we pray your mercy of governments, over this government, Father, and the sham that we see, Lord, and the confusion. Oh, Lord Jesus. But Father, you are restoring us. You are drawing us, Father, into your presence, Lord. You are drawing us away from the spirit of this age and all that it contains, Lord. Father, help us this year to look up more and more as our redemption draws nigh. But Lord, we pray your mercy, Father. Lord, we know that we're standing on the brink of another world war shortly, Lord. It is all being prepared. It's all mounting up, Father. But Lord, you have set before us an eternal kingdom. You have set before us great promises, Father. A future, Lord, that words cannot even describe, Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, we've done nothing to deserve this, and it's your mercy and grace that has redeemed us and covered us and made us a new creation in Christ Jesus. All being chose us before the foundation of the world. Lord, we will never understand that. We'll never work that one out. But Lord, all we want to do is give it back to you in our praise and our worship. But above all, Lord, our consecration and obedience. And so we thank you, Father, for this in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.